This podcast helps you to understand the position of the Nazi Party in their wilderness years, 1924 to 29.
So, what type of a party were the Nazis?
The Nazi Party was originally a socialist party called the German Workers' Party. In 1920, the party was renamed the National Socialist German Workers' Party, or Nazi for short. They also set out their 25-point programme, which outlined their aims: to make life better for the everyday German, to provide a generous old-age pension, and all large industries and businesses to be owned and run by the state so that they could be used to benefit all.
But we can't only regard them as a socialist party. Their 25-point programme shows that they also had nationalist aims. They wanted to unite all German-speaking people, abolish the Treaty of Versailles, and exclude non-Germans, such as Jews, from Germany. They are very different aims, so why did they appeal to so many people? A lot of what the Nazi Party said was important to many Germans, but one of the main reasons for their popularity was Hitler. When Hitler became leader in 1921, having forced out the leader Anton Drexler, the Nazis began to attract more supporters. Hitler was a convincing public speaker, and he set up a group called the Sturmabteilung, better known as the Stormtroopers or Brown Shirts, to protect Nazi meetings and disrupt those of other parties. If Hitler was so popular, why didn't the Nazis get into power more quickly?
They did try to take over the local government, known as the Munich Putsch, in 1923, but they didn't have enough support because their aims were so extreme.
That's right. After this, Hitler and some of the leading Nazis were imprisoned for treason. But actually, you could regard the Munich Putsch as something which enabled the Nazis to become more successful. During his imprisonment, Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, which set out Nazi beliefs. By the late 1920s, this was a bestseller. Hitler's time in prison also gave him the opportunity to rethink the organisation of the party. How did the Nazi Party change after Hitler and his men were released from prison?
They decided to try and take power using democratic means. Basically, they knew they had to win votes to get popular support rather than stage a rebellion.
Hitler also created a network of local party branches and gave opportunities for young people to get involved with the Nazis. Was all of this successful? Not immediately. The Nazis picked up support from some of the groups who were not benefiting in Weimar Germany, such as the peasant farmers and some of the middle classes. However, during this period, Germany's economy was recovering and so many people did not want to look for an alternative leader.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.